The Social Media Navigator is a how-to guide for GSA employees to use as they navigate the use of social media in their jobs. And what our hope is that it will enhance communication with stakeholders and customers and provide a two-way way of communicating.
Give us the overall reasoning that GSA is moving to social media by employees. What's the goal here?
Well, the goal is another way of communicating with our customers and our stakeholders. Some of our uses are one-way communication, a push of information, but many of our business lines are using it for two-way communication so that they can get information from people that are reading what they've posted about GSA services. That way it helps them to improve services.
When someone goes to the Navigator, what is it? Is it a website? How does it take form?
It is online. It's at gsa.gov/social media. It's on a page that has all kinds of information about social media and GSA, and they can click on the PDF and they can copy it down to where they can use it, or they can print it. They can use it a number of ways.
Well, hopefully they'll print it two-sided anyway if they do.
That's right.
Let's say an official has a large family and they communicate through Facebook. You don't want your personal pictures on your official site. Is that what you mean?
Right. In the social media guide, it starts out by talking about a strategy for picking the right media to use for your purpose. It talks about an approval process, and there are differences. The official you doesn't express your personal opinions about work, but really speaks to the mission of your organization.
And if someone is a blogger, either internally or externally representing GSA, can they just post anything, or are they vetted by someone else before they get posted?
Well, actually, we have an entire appendix devoted to instruction about how to blog.
And so what are some of the chief rules that people need to remember when they do blog for GSA?
Well, again, they need to remember that they are representing GSA. They have their GSA face on. And so they would want to speak about GSA, the job that they are doing, the services that we provide.
Now, the Navigator, is that intended for government-wide use, or is it simply for GSA internal use?
Well, actually, we developed it for internal use, but we understand that other government agencies would use it as well, especially if they have not ventured into using social media in an official capacity.
And are you a social media user?
Well, I read the blogs. I'm probably not an extensive user, but I'm becoming very aware of social media and its many advantages because of the role I play in IT policy.
We are speaking with Jackie Zier. She's a director of IT Policy and Compliance Division at the Office of the CIO at the General Services Administration. Now, you have a CIO that happens to be a big user of all of this type of media. I imagine Casey Coleman was pretty instrumental in helping you put this all together.
Oh, yes. She has been a great leader in this. She leads by example. She has her own blog. She blogs internally, and her blog is external as well. Many of our leaders use a blog.
I think Martha Johnson, in fact, is a blogger, right?
Yes, she very much is. And Susan Britta, our deputy administrator, is kind of the reason that our task force got together again and rebuilt the guide from last year or 2 years ago.
Now, a lot of people from GSA recently moved across town for a temporary 5-year posting to the new building.
Yes.
While the old building is being rebuilt. I imagine there was a lot of social media advice, use of social media to keep employees informed about what's going on. Did that occur during that process?
Well, there was a page, yes, that all the employees could use, and they could voice their opinions or ask questions. During our move, Martha Johnson used the blog for change management purposes, really, to help us ease into the swing space and to give us information about our move all the way through.
Now, a lot of agencies are talking about transparency, collaboration. GSA is one of those agencies. Can the Navigator and the social media help in that regard?
The use of social media helps GSA and can help other agencies to fulfill its open government goals, because it does provide a way for two-way conversation and collaboration with stakeholders, with customers, with internal customers, our employees. And that way, we improve our services.
Tell us what the future is for the Navigator. Who's involved, first of all, who's involved in creating it, and will they stay together as you move forward with it?
Well, the Navigator was developed by a cross-agency group. We had practitioners, we had communications people, we had lawyers, we had personnelists, trainers, and, of course, our policy team. And we are going to continue that task force so that we can review the Navigator every couple of months rather than once a year. Social media happens really rapidly, and so we want to make sure that we have the guide in a format that people can see very relevant information and keep it fresh. So we plan to meet every 2 months and fulfill that purpose.
Now, can someone from another agency or from the public view the Navigator? Because it sounds like it's good guidance for any organization using social media.
We think they can. We published a couple of years ago, and then other agencies published as well their own guides. And actually, when we went through the rewrite, we used a lot of their information, and we plan to continue to do that. It's part of continuous improvement, agility, and just sharing best practices.
Any final thoughts?
Tom, we really do appreciate your work in this. Oftentimes, the employees or people out there, they don't really know where to find things. And so I do want to thank you one more time for helping us get the word out. And GSA is really proud of adding the Social Media Navigator as one of its many services.